Hi there. We don't know each other. Actually, that's not really quite accurate. You don't really know me, but me? I feel like I know you quite intimately. I mean, I've read so many of your scripts and listened to so many wonderful performances of them that, well, you've become a sort of private lover. And in the past few weeks, I've been feeling like I had to contact you. I just couldn't stop myself, and I hope that's okay. Don't worry. This isn't any kind of like stalking thing. It's just that, you see, I've been an admirer of your writing for a while, and well, I couldn't help but notice you've gone sort of quiet lately, at least on this site, and I'm wondering why. I mean, you're so talented, and I hope you don't mind my saying this, but I've, come to you a lot. You've given me some of the best orgasms I've ever had. That's why I'm a follower of yours. And I know it's a little weird to say this, but I feel like I have a connection to you that's, well, closer, more intense than with some of my real life lovers. It's as if you've seen inside my head and my heart. You seem to know just what I like. When to be loving and gentle with me. And when to fuck me, like we're just giving in to our wonderful animal urges. Like the world's about to explode and we have time for just one last fuck. You've made me feel loved when I needed that, and deliciously defiled when that's my mood. So that's why I always read your scripts and seek out performances of them. Because, well, frankly, they get me off. There's something about the pacing, the word choices, the way you build up the tension. And I listen, and before I know it, my fingers are straying below my waist. And even if I vowed to do just a quick listen, you know, just to sample a script or a performance for later, I can't help myself. I always have to stop whatever I'm doing right then and there and find my favorite spot. You know, my overstuffed chair with the curved back and the sidearm that I keep for my private time, for when I play with myself. I love that chair because I can position my body just right. My torso leaning against the back, one leg hooked over the arm and the other trailing down to the floor. There's something about that angle that just, oh my god. Sitting that way, the way it forces my legs open when I'd rather close them and squeeze. It feels so provocative to me, both erotic and slutty. That's my favorite place to listen to you and masturbate. I let your words pour sensually into my ear. They swirl around my brain, and I just give myself over to them. I give myself, well, to you, really. For instance, a few months ago, I was getting ready for a major meeting. It was when we were still in lockdown, and I got a notification that a new script of yours had just posted, and I thought, as I always do, I wonder what the topic is. That's all I wanted to do, I swear. I just wanted to read the script title and glance at the tags. But when I read them, they were so fucking sensual. I couldn't stop myself. I had to open the script file. Oh, God, and the premise was so enticing. The words, so me. That I went down the rabbit hole, deep down yet again. Because, well, it's like you knew my inner thoughts. How I like to be talked to, caressed, fucked. And it felt like I had no choice. Your control over me was so complete. I blew off the meeting. Oh my God. And then instead, I went to my play chair and got out my magic wand. Stretched out my body in that delicious way. Legs open, just for you. And as I read your words on my laptop screen, I imagined you were there with me, sitting next to me. Actually, you were kneeling on the floor, and your head was between my thighs. And somehow, your script was so powerful that it was as if you'd manifested yourself. You were actually there, doing all the things you described in your script. Your fingers are opening my cunt lips. And all those delicious, dirty, loving things that you were writing about in your script. You were really doing them to me. Oh, and I came really hard and really quickly. I mean, that's the effect you have on me. You turn me into a complete but wonderful mess. Oh my God. So I dissolve in a sticky puddle of my own juices. And instead of being the in-control woman that I usually am, I become someone who's reduced to making up entirely fictional excuses about why I couldn't be at a Zoom meeting, of all things. So that's why I came to you today. I've missed those gorgeous orgasms. Those body-shaking, head-thrashing, moaning, I don't care who the fuck hears me orgasms. And that's made me wonder if there's anything I can do to help you get into writing your scripts again. I noticed that your favorite performer, the one you sometimes write private scripts for, she's not on this site anymore. Is that why you've stopped writing? Is it because you've lost your muse? The one that inspires you? The one whose voice you yearn to hear, speaking your words? Because if that's the case, well, I'd like to offer myself to you. To be your muse in every way that you'd like. I want to be available to you in any way you want. To use me as a listener, a critic, a performer, a sexual inspiration, anything. I want to help you in any way. Do you understand what I'm saying? If it would help you, I would love to be your lover. There, it's out, I've said it. All the times I've read your scripts or listened to women performing them, I imagined that I was the one you fantasized about, that it was me that you were kissing, fondling, caressing me, that you were penetrating, fucking, breeding, me who was sucking you, stroking you, licking you. Oh, me, I was lowering myself down on your cock and drawing you into my pussy, moaning as I forced myself down your shaft, crying out in pleasure as you thrust up into me. who was me was the one who was riding you as hard as I could. Till my cunt was sore. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's happening again. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I have to touch myself. Oh, my God. Oh, God, okay. I'm gonna try and keep this together. And if I start playing with myself, I won't get the words out. So here's what I propose. Anytime you have a script idea, just DM me and let me know what you're thinking. And I guarantee I will love to perform any fantasy you have. And if you want, I'll come over to your place at any time. You just name it. And I'll perform the script for you and with you. And when I say with you, well, I mean, I'll do anything you want. I'll be whoever you want me to be. I'll be as sweet and loving as you need, or the dirtiest, filthiest fucking slut. I'll be a loving, tender, affectionate girlfriend, or the sluttiest little cunt-throbbing whore. I'll call you my love, if that's what you'd like. Or daddy, sir, master. We can just kiss, hold hands, and snuggle up to each other. Or you can slide that fucking cock into me. Oh, ruin me. Split me open. Penetrate deep into every fucking slutty hole I have. You can tell me that I'm the sweetest girl you've ever known. Or the filthiest fucking cunt you've ever smelt. As you bury your nose in my pussy and inhale me. So that when you come up to kiss me, I see my cunt juice all over you. And I lick it off your nose. Off your lips. And off your fingers. So, is that a good enough taster for you? Am I convincing you that I could be your muse? I really hope so. So, why don't you turn around? Yes! Surprise! It's me. In the flesh. The soft, yearning flesh. Don't ask how this is possible. Just accept that my longing for you, my admiration for you, my desire to be your collaborator has brought me here. So, what do you think? Am I enough of a woman for you? Take me in. How do you like my mouth? Is it the right shape, the right size, to slide over your cock? I've dreamed of taking you in my mouth, oh, so many times. Of unbuttoning your shirt, sliding my hands inside, so that they rub all over your chest. And then kissing you slowly, all the way down to your navel. Undoing your belt, releasing you. It's one of my greatest fantasies. To take your cock gently between my fingers and stroke it slowly while I smile at you, gazing lovingly into your eyes. As I massage you to full tumescence. Ooh, you're moaning a little. I love that. Am I starting to convince you? Can you envisage any of these things happening? No need to answer yet. How about we read something together? Or would you like something a little more active? So, why don't you come over here? Come. Sit next to me here on the sofa. Feel my body heat next to you. The heat coming off of me. Smell me. Inhale my shampoo, my body cream, my cunt. On second thought, why don't you stretch yourself out? That's it. I want you fully relaxed. Here, let's try a kiss. Oh God, the thought that that could happen, what would happen, it's making my insides go all squishy. I've got this ache in my groin, and all I want to do is slowly thrust myself back and forth, just like I used to as a teenager, humping my pillow in my bedroom. Oh, fuck. I'm getting really flushed. Do you mind if I take my jeans off? Is that okay? Yeah? Oops. It seems my panties came off at the same time. Silly me. No. Don't get up. Keep lying back on the sofa. Because if I stand just here, my pussy is right in front of your face. Do you like her? Is she full and pink enough for you? Go on, you can kiss her. Yes, oh, lick her if you want. Oh, my love, that feels wonderful. It's just like I knew it would be. Oh, yes. Go on, smell my sex. Take a deep breath. My gorgeous cunt, the center of my pleasure, the most loving gift I can ever give you. She's all for you, my sweet. You're the only one she really wants. She's been so desperate for so long to have you. Touch her, please. Taste me again. Oh, fuck. Oh, your tongue feels so fucking good. Oh, baby. Oh, just eat me out. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, gosh. You're right on my clit. Fuck. Keep flicking her. Oh, she's been so ready for you. Oh, God. I don't think I killed him. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Please, slide your fingers into me. You do that so well. God. Fuck. Oh, your fingers are the perfect size. Holy fit. Oh, so beautifully. Oh, God. Babe, I can't help it. I'm gonna thrust my hips right on your fingers. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, that's it, that's it, that's it. Oh, fuck. We're so good together. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. It's so hot. Yes. Oh, my God. Fuck. Fuck me with your fingers. Yes. Push, push. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, and I'll thrust. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Babe, I'm gonna come. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It just feels so good. I can't stop. Oh my God. I can't stop. I can't. Oh my God. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh God, please. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Oh, God. I was. was so full of anticipation that, fuck, you made me come almost immediately. Oh, God, thank you so much. Oh, that was even better than I dreamed it would be. Oh, I knew from your scripts that you'd be good. But that was amazing. Oh. So, my love, what do you think? Can I be your muse?